Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Meseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Davov. The Gemara over here, before the sugi of Keteres, the top of the Omid, the end of the sugi of Shemen Amishcha, the Gemara is discussing the various simonim a person can do for Simna Milsa. The Gemara started off at the end of Heomid Beis with the story with the din of a moishchin es amelochim elo ala mayon kedei shetimoshich malchuson. The anointment of the kings should be done on a spring kedei shetimoshich malchuson in order to have a continuation of the malchus. This is a simon, a good simon for them that they should do the meshicha on the mayon. Various other simonim the Gemara discusses, and on that the Gemara ends in vav medalef at the top of the omer. It says the Gemara v'lav milsohi. This is not a good thing to do. Dilma chol shadaite umisra mazli. Maybe through the simon itself there will be a sibah, will be a cause for the person to have chalisha sadas, this would cause himself adarabah, the opposite result, will have a bad simon. Now the Gemara over here says, the idea over here that chol shadaite, says the Beis Yosef in Erechaim in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, that the Torah actually does bring down the other simonim which the Gemara mentions. Only this one, the last one, of the Gemara, that person, when he's going on his way, he shouldn't look at his shadow, this one the Torah misses out. Says the Beis Yosef, it would seem from the Torah, that the Gemara of Lav Milsa, he is only referring to the last case, where he's going on the derech. There, if he's going on the way, he should not be boidek, he should not check with his shadow, to find out if he's going to be coming back okay. And on that, the Gemara says, he shouldn't do so, because Mr. Mazli. But the other simonim, says the Beis Yosef, it seems that the Gemara of La Milsi is not referring to them, and there's no problem for him to do the other simonim mentioned in Gemara earlier. So too, Loshon of Rashi in Hiryas is like this, Loshon of Rashi in Yud Beis Amid Aleph, also the same Gemara over there, and the Gemara over there, Rashi explains, La Milsi is referring to the case of the person who's a Yotze Lederich. The Modcha explains, in Yuma, in Simen Tov Shoyin Chav Gimel, the reason why the Derech, the case where a person is going on the way, is even worse, is because, as we know, the klal, that Sotan, is Mekatrig, B'shas HaSakona. There's more of a chashash of a Sotan to be Mekatrig, of a Sakona, in the case where Shas HaSakona, like a person who's going on his way, is Sakonas Drochim, their person has to be more careful, and therefore there's more of a chashash of Isra Mazli. It will have the opposite effect in the case where the person is going to have this din of Isra, is going to check and notice his problem with his shadow. Therefore, the Svar of the Gemara is only referring to the case, the last case. This is the Diuk that Beis Yosef has in the Torah, and which would seem in Rashi, in Hurias, like the Modcha explains in Yomar. The Meiri over there in Hurias says clearly not like this. The Meiri over there says clearly that Lav Milsi is referring to all the cases, all of them. Lav Milsi is not worth doing, because it's going to be Misra Mazle, and not just in the last case of Sakonat Drochim. Now the Gemara by us continues on, and says, as a continuation of the previous sugya, that this famous din of Yerogil Inish Lemechal Reishata, the various foods a person should eat at the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah, in order that he should have a good year. This is the simonim which the Minig HaOlam is always to do. The Loshon of Gemara by us happens to be the Loshon of Yerogil Inish Lemechal, a person should eat Reishata. It will seem from the Gemara, the Loshon of the Gemara by us, that the idea is an inyan of Achila, the person actually should eat at the beginning. The Shita Mekubetzes, in the Shita over here, is Gurus Lemechzi, to see, this will seem that even to look at them alone, this will be enough. This is like the Loshon of the Gemara in Hurias, that even looking at the Simonim is also enough, not just the eating. There's another Gurus in Rishonim, the Ran, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, he's Gurus Loilom Yerogil Inish Lemechad, to hold on to the Simonim, says the Ran from Evhaigo, and this used to be his Minig. He used to pick up each one of these Simonim and say the Tchina and the Tfila and the Bakosha on the holding of the simon, not the eating and not the looking. These are the different girsas over here in the Gemara. But Al-Koponim, the Gemara over here tells us, this is the same Gemara in Hurias, at the end of Hurias in Daf Yud Beis, that a person that simna milsa at the beginning of the year, these are good things to do, that in order he should have a good year. Now there's a very famous question over here in the Rishonim and Achronim, and they ask, that why is Pshat in all the simonim we are given in the Gemara, and like we mentioned, the end of the Gemara, the simonim on Rosh Hashanah, why are all these not a problem of Nichush? there's avera, there's a lav in the Torah called lois nachshu. A person is not allowed to do a maisa nichush. He's not allowed to throw a pass, a piece of paper and a bread on the floor and say that if it falls on one side, then it is a simen toiv, and if it falls on the other way, it's a simen ra. A person, this is isa of nichush, there's a avera of lois nachshu. Why do these simonim are not included in the isa of nichush, which is also lois nachshu, isa avera in the Torah? And we find many various reasons in the Rishonim and Achronim. We'll mention a few of them, of why over here do we not have a problem of nichush. The first reason given is the Rav Yoh, who says in Rish Hashanah, in Chilek Beisim, and Tovkuf Chav Zayin, he brings down from the Goinim, that they already were bothered by this problem, that there should be a problem of nichush, and he says that over here it is a nichush of mitzvah, because the main idea of this simonim is actually Betoyas Bakosha, that we're asking from the Eibishter, from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should give us a good year, and therefore it is a nichush of a mitzvah, Sheniyeh L'Roish V'Loy L'Zonov, and the other various simonim which we eat, and we see, this is the din of the nichush. Therefore says the Rav Yoh from the Goinim, that a nichush of mitzvah is mutter only in a time when the person is doing a nichush not for any mitzvah, then it's included in the Avir of Lois Nachshu. So too, the Motche in Yuma says the same svara, which we mentioned the Motche over there, it says the reason of Nichush of Mitzvah. Now the Meiri gives a different reason in Horius Daf Yud Beis, and he says all the simonim which we're doing over here at the beginning of the new year, the reason why we're doing so is the Iker main point is to be Ma'ir the Levovois, is to do tshuva, and it's Bederech Tfila, and it's not Bederech Simon at all. We're just using this for Simna Milsi. This is only a way of us having a Yisoyeris, and to think about these positive points. A person should have a sweet year, and also Sheni Aleroish V'Loy Lezonov, and any time a person is doing so only for the tshuva, and Bederech tshuva and Tfila, then it is Mutter. This is the Svar of the Meiri, similar to the Svar of Nichush of Mitzvah, but he says that this is the main idea of a person doing so, is only for a case of tshuva and tefillah, and therefore this is the reason why it's mutter. The Marshal over there in Horius, he explains a different reason, and he says the main point of nichush normally we find by the person is doing so on both ways. That means he's throwing down this piece of bread, and he says, if it falls on one side, it's going to be like this, it's going to be good for him. If it's going to fall on the other side, it's going to be bad for him. Then he's doing a nichush, he's doing something of a nichush on both ways, letzad atoiv, and also for the bad side. Masha'inkein, whereas over here in our sugya, the person is only doing the simon, only for the good. He doesn't say that if it doesn't work out, if he doesn't eat the simonim, if he doesn't have the simonim, it's going to be bad for him. He's only doing this in order to have a good year, a sweet year, and also all these simonim a person is doing only on one-sided. And a one-sided nichush, says the Marshal, is permitted, is not included in the Aveira of Lois Nachshu. The idea we find also in the Bach, a similar concept, similar idea in Yoridea, and Simon Kufa in Tetz, over there by the Lav of Lois Nachshu, and he says, only a nichush of both Stodim is also, and this way he explains the nichush of Eliezer Eved Avraham, in the story in the Torah by Eliezer, by the Shidduch of Eliezer Eved Avraham with the Maisa with Rivka, says the Bach, the reason why there's no problem of nichush over there is because he didn't do it on both sides, and the heter, the is of nichush is only when it's a double-sided, Maisa nichush. A fourth svara, says the Kayan Uyre, over there in Horius, he says that the simon over here given in the Gemara is not some random something he's doing, like throwing something on the floor, and he's going to say that if it comes out like this, it's a bad simon or it's a good simon. Over here, the simonim which we're doing are actually a sheiches to the Iker Hadova, to the main point, like the Gemara started off, that if he's going to do the Maisa Meshicha of the Melochim on the Mayon, on the spring, this is a simon, Shetimoshech Malchuson, that his kingdom should continue on and should flourish. So this simon, says the Keren Uriah, is actually a simon of Mi'en, of the main Ika Adova of the Malchus. So too of the year, the simonim at the beginning of the year, these are all things we eat, sweet things, and all simonim in the Lashonis, and therefore there's all simonim of Ika Adova. It's not just a hocus pocus of something random. Therefore, says the Keren Uriah, it's not included in the Maisa of Nichush, which is only, like the Gemara explains, in cases where a person is doing something random, then there's a problem of Leis Nachshu. This is a svar of the Keren area over there at the end of Horius. Another idea we find in the Kesef Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet, he says that Nichush is only in a case where a person is Seimech olov legamri. He's totally depending on this siman, and he says that if it comes out like this, he holds that this is definite. A person, he says, that it's going to come out good, it's going to come out bad, only in a case where he's actually relying and he's depending on the siman totally. But if he's only doing it for ktsas siman ba'alma, then it's going to be mutter, and this will be a heter over here by us in the Gemara. The Gemara's not saying that if he does so, he holds that he's going to now definitely have a sweet year. His idea is only for siman ba'alma, therefore it's mutter. This is not included in the Issa of Nichush. So this is a different, a few of the reasons that we are given. If there's an Issa of Nichush, as we mentioned, Nichush of Mitzvah, or the Meiri, because he's doing it with Derech Tshuva and Tefillah, the Marshal says it has to be a double-sided, the Karinoya says that here has a point, it's me an Ika Hadova, it's not just something random, and the Kesef Mishnah Svarah that over here, the Issa of Nichush is only if he's relying and he's depending on the Simon, not like in our Gemara, where it's only a Simon Ba'alma, therefore it is Mutter, there's no problem of Nichush, like it's Minig O'ilom at the beginning of every year, based on our Gemara, Lo'ilom, you hear Adam, Le'b Meichal, Reisha. Now moving further on into the next sugya, involve a medalef, the sugya of k'toyres. The braise starts off, Tanu Rabbonon, ha-mefateim es ha-k'toyres, if someone copies and makes the exact same ingredients of the k'toyres, it's chiyuv koyres. Says the Gemara, the braise is the din, ha-mefateim es ha-k'toyres le-lamid bo, to learn, oy le-moysro le-tzibul, then he's potter. If he does so lo-riach bo, then he's chayev, this is a loshon ha-posuk, that the person who does so lo riach ba, then he's going to be chayiv koris. But the actual person who smells it, this Gemara says, v'am riach ba potter el shemoal, which the Gemara continues on, if it's me'ila b'riach. Says the Braiser, that the alocha, the issa of koris, if someone is mefatim as akteres, is referring to someone who does so lo riach ba, for his own purpose, in order to smell it. But if someone's doing so le lamed, or le moisra le tibor, then he's potter. Asks the Mishnah the Melech, oh, you say this thing, a kasha in klei ha-mikdosh in perik beis alocha vov. How is it possible for the person over here to make his own private k'toyres and then to say that he's giving it over to the tzibur, he's going to be moiser, this k'toyres is going to give it over to the tzibur, that they should be makiv this k'toyres, and he's not doing it for his own purpose. Asks the Mishnah Melech, the Gemara says later on, that kol maise ha-k'toyres, all the maise of making the k'toyres has to be done bifnim, has to be done inside the Azorah. This is a din later on in the Gemara, paskind in the Rambam over there in Kler Mikdosh, Peik Beis Halach Evov. If so, how can a person who is a private person making a k'toyres in his own home, how is it possible for him to say that he's only making the k'toyres le-moisra le-tzibu, le-choyra, it would be possible the k'toyres, because the k'toyres has to be made inside, in the Azorah. Says the Mishnah Melech, we're going to have to say that over here, the person over here, we're discussing someone who's actually inside the Azorah, and he's taking his own ingredients, his own samamonim, from his own private house, and he's doing everything inside the Azorah, and therefore he's going to be potter, because he's going to give it over to the Tzibur, the Moisra, the Tzibur. He's not using it for his own purpose, he's using it for the Tzibur, and he's going to be kosher, since he's talking about someone who's been mefatim, the Ketores, inside the Azorah. Another Teretz says the Mishnah Melech, that over here it could be the Moisra le Tzibur, doesn't say in the Gemara that he's giving it over to the Tzibur in order that they should be Makayim, the Mitzvah of K'toyres. It could be that this K'toyres is Be'emes Posel, since it has to be done inside. The idea of the Gemara just means the Moisra le Tzibur, that he's going to give it over to them, that they are going to learn from this K'toyres how to make K'toyres, and the Gemara means, the Braisa tells us, Lelamid Bo means for his own private self, he's going to learn himself how to do it. All the Moisra le Tzibur to give over to the Tzibur, that they should learn from this K'toyres how to make the K'toyres. This is the idea of the Moisra le Tzibur, even though there's not going to be kosher la'akrova, because as we said, the Maisa K'toyres has to be done inside. And here the K'toyres, which was outside, is possible, but it's, the reason why he's not Chayiv is because the idea of the purpose of this making the K'toyres is the Moisra le Tzibur, that they, le'islamid bo, they should learn from this Maisa K'toyres. In the Chidushim over here in the Sefer, in the Chidushim, in the Chidushim Bianchi Moshe, from the father of the Nesivis, he says that there's not a kasha bichlal, because in a Chanami, one can say that there's going to be possible the Ketores is not kosher. As we said, the Ketores has to be made inside, so the Ketores is not going to be kosher. But since at the end of the day, the idea and the Tehelet of this person wanted was to give it over to the Tzibu, he wasn't doing it k'dei l'horiach bo. He wasn't doing it for his own purpose, in order that he should have the smell, he should be able to smell it. He was doing it to give it over to the tzibur. So at the end of the day, he's going to be potter from koreis, because he's missing over here l'horiach bo. So even though the idea, the reason why he's doing so, is not going to work, he's planning to give it over to the tzibur, but it's going to be possible. He won't be able to do so, there won't be any kosher k'toyres, By the end of the day, he's not going to be chayiv koris since he's not doing it lo yachbo. The Har HaMeiro in his pirish on the Rambam in Kli HaMikdosh, he also discusses this point and he points out from the Loshon of Rashi al HaTorah over here in Pashas Kisiso in Shmois Lamed Lamed Ches. Says the Har HaMeiro, Rashi's Loshon is that there's a din that even lechatchila one is allowed to go and be mefatim nikturiyas in order to give it over to the tzibur. Rashi's mashma that it's even mutter lechatchila ata oise b'maskunto, he could do it with the exact same amount, even in a case where he's doing it for himself, if the tu'eles and the reason, the matoria, why he's doing so, is not for his own purpose, but he's planning to give it over to the tzibur. Which would seem from Rashi that there's actually such a possibility for the person to do so, and it's going to be kosher, and it's not just a din that's going to be possible, like Rabbi Yanka Moshe says, and it's only a din that he's potter from Kori. This is the diuk which we have in the Rashi al HaTorah over there in Pashas Kisiso. Now there's another question asked by the Chuk Nosan in early on in Daf Heomed Aleph, which is also a Yisoidus Tigashayla and understanding over here, the Issa of making Ktoyres, and in the case where he does it Letzibu, he's Potter. The Gemara says earlier in Daf Heomed Aleph that the Mekor, the way we know from the Torah that there's the Issa of Ktoyres, Mefatimis Aktoyres, is only for his own purpose, not in a case where he's planning to give it over to the tzibur. Says the Gemara, we learn this out of the Pasuk of Lochem, that it says, only loisasu lochem, only in a case where a person has to make it for himself, then he's going to be chayiv, but in a case where he wants to give it over to the tzibur, he's potter. And the Gemara over there says, there's another drasha, that so too the Shemin HaMishcha, we learn this out from Gzer Shavav, the Maskunta Maskunta, that Shemin HaMishcha also, the Isra of Mefatim Es HaShemen, is only if he's doing so for his own purpose. Asks the Chuk Nosan over there in Daf Heyomed Aleph, why does the Gemara find it necessary to have a miut to teach us this halacha that if someone makes the ktoires for the tzibur, for the tls, for giving over to the tzibur, why does the Gemara say that the reason why he's potter is because there's a drosha, a new drosha of loisasu lochem? We learn out from loisasu lochem that there's only an issa in a case where he's doing it for himself. L'chayra, one can say that in the Ikka Issa, what the Torah says, it says clearly in the Torah that the reason why the person is not allowed to do so is Isha Sheyase Komoiho Lohariach Bo. If a person is going to do so, Lohariach Bo, then it's going to be Chayef. This is the Chorus. The Chorus of Mefatimis Akhtoires is a Issa Lohariach Bo. Says the Chuk Nosan, this automatically tells us that in a case where he's not doing it Lohariach Bo, he's doing it for whatever other purpose, then automatically it's missing in the Tanai of the Issa, because the Issa needs that it should be Lohariach Bo. Mamela, why does the Gemara say that when he's giving over to the Tzibur, we have a new miut of Loisasu Lochem, that over here he's not doing it for himself, even without any new drosha? It's just missing in the din and in the Tanai of Lohariach Bo that he has to do it for himself, because that is what the Torah says, he's only also in the case of Lohariach Bo. Answer the Chuk Nosan, the Enechanami, even without a posuk of Loisasu Lochem, we already know that this person is going to be potter from Koris, because as we said, the Koris is clearly only in a case where the person is making a Lohariach Bo, so if he's not doing it for this purpose, he's not going to be Chayiv Koris. But the reason why we need to have a posuk is because one would say that even though there's no Chiyuv Koris, but it could be there's still a Issa. Maybe he's not allowed to do so, even though he's not going to be chayiv koris because he's not doing it lohariach bo. And on that, the Gemara tells us, aloisasu lochem, there's no lav. The whole lav of loisasu is only lochem, and it is a miut even in the lav also, that in a case where he's planning to give it over to the tzibur, there's no issa at all. Even lechatchila one isn't allowed to do so, like we said from Rashi al HaTorah. And it's not just a issa, even it's a miut even in the din issa of loisasu lochem, not just a din in the koris, because it is missing lohariach bo. But we find a very sadistic digateret in the Oitze Chidushim in Likutim Me'agriz. The teretz over there from Shua Soloveitchik, that he says a teretz to the Tekasha of the Chuk Nosan, and he explains that if the Gemara would tell us that the reason why the person who's making the teretz to give over to the tzibur, if we would say that the only reason why he's potter is because he's missing in Lohariach Bo, because he's not doing it for the TLS, for the matora, for the purpose of smelling it, then there'll still be an afgemina, we can have a case where the person is actually doing it to give over to the tzibur, but he's also planning to go and use it, to smell it himself. He wants to have anor from the smell of the ktoyes which he's making to give over to the tzibur. If we're going to say that the only reason why he's potter when he makes it for the tzibur is only because he's missing in the tanai of lo yachbo. Over here, he's not missing anything. Because over here, besides the fact that he's planning to give it over to the tzibur, that they should use the k'tayres, but he's also planning to go and smell it himself. Memele is not missing in the posuk of isha sheyase komoyo lo yachbo. So therefore, the Gemara find it necessary to go and have a miut, a new miut of loisasu lochem, which the miut is telling us that if the asir, if the making of the k'tayres is actually made for a different tayelet, not for yourself, but it's planning to give it over to the tzibur, then that itself, that he's planning to give it to them, it's missing in the lochem, and it's missing in the ikka avir of the lav of mefatimes k'tayres. So even though lav also a matorah, also a tam, that he wants to do it, that he himself should smell it, but it's missing in the whole lochem, because he's planning to give over the k'tayres to someone else. Memela, any time when he's missing in the lochem, even in the case where he have a tanai of lo yachbo, he's also going to be potter. Memela, we need to have a new makor and a new place to teach us that in the case where he's planning to give it over to the tzibur, he's be'emes potter, and the nafkimino would be even in the case where he's planning also to smell it at the same time. This is a pshat in the Vadei Noitzei Chidushim in Lekutim Me'agriz for pshat to answer this kasha of the Chik Nosan. So we discussed over here the kasha of the Mishnah Melech, that the Moisa Letzibur is not possible because he didn't make the pitum inside, and that the Mishnah Melech suggests maybe he did, or even if he did it outside, maybe the Moisa Letzibur means that they should learn from it. Or we said that Bianca Moisha's Teretz, that in Nichanami it's tak apostle, it's apostle the Keteretz, but he's still potter because he's missing in lo yachbo. And we discussed the kasha of the Chik Nosan, that if in a case where he's doing it to give over to the tzibur, why do we need another makur to tell us that he's potter? Why is it not enough to say he's potter because of the din that he's missing in lo yachbo? And we said the Chik Nosan says we need a makur to say that there's no lav, or we said a different teretz because of the din in a case where he's also doing it lo yachbo. The only reason why he's going to be potter is only because of this new pasuk of lo yisasu lochem. This is the din of the Braisa by us in Vav Amud Aleph, by the din of the Keteris. Now moving further on into the Gemara, into the next Braisa of the Keteris Tonu Rabbonon, the one we say in Pitum HaKeteris. Pitum HaKeteris HaTzori VaTzipori Nachal Bno VaAlvoino. And the Gemara, the Braisa, gives all the shiurim over here of the Samamonim of the Keteris. Says the Braisa, Boyis karshino tisho kabin, yin kafritin se'in teloso v'kabin teloso. The boyis karshino is 9 kav, and the yin kafritin is 3 saw and 3 kav. The Gemara explains that the tachlis, the reason why we bring boyis karshino, is that you should put it on the tzipur and shehe noe, should be nice. And the yin kafritin is in order to be shoyes at tzipur and lishoyes at tzipur and to soak the tzipur and kadesh te'azo, in order that it should be strong, that the smell should be noidav b'yoyse, and therefore it's going to give a nice smell. And the Gemara continues on with the other various samamonim. There's an interesting aura over here on the Svasemes brings down from his son, the Imri Emes, that we have to understand why is the Braisa changed the Loshen. By the Boris Kashino, we find that the Braisa says tisho kabin, 9 kav, and by yin kafritin, when it discusses the wine kafritin, it says se'in teloso 3 saw and 3 kav. Now as we know, the 6 kav in every saw. So it comes out that when it's 9 kav, when we're discussing the boyis kashino, is actually a saw and a half. Because each, the 9 kav is 6 kav is a saw. So we could have said boyis kashino, saw umechte. And we could have said by the yin kafritin, we could have put it all in the cheshbin of the kavim, and we could have said that se'in teloso, this is 18 kav, the 6 kav in every saw, so 3 saw is 18 kav, plus the kabin teloso, another 3 kav, is 21 kav. So we could have said boyis kashino tisho kabin, and yin kafritin chof aleph kabin, 21 kav. Why does the braisa make this chiluk differentiate and says that boyis kashino is 9 kav, and the yin kafritin we split into 2, se'in teloso, the kabin teloso? This is the aura of the Imri Emes on the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes answered his son, the Imri Emes, and he said that maybe, could be that bedafke, the Braisa is teaching us a halacha over here. Because we learned earlier in Daf Hei that the Mishkolois, when they used to weigh the Samamonim, there was a halacha that it has to be done behechreya. They had to add on a bit in every single Mishkol in order that they should win over the Moiznaim. The Mishkol should be done with a hechreya, with a bit of an addition. This is the Mishkolis Tzorich Hechreya of the Gemara in Daf Hei. So it could be there's Bemes HaHalocha by the Yin Kafrisin that we need to have two hechreyos. There's a mishkal, there's a weight of the se'in telosah, there's an inyan to go and have three sa'ah, which is 18 kav on its own, with the hechreya, with a bit of an addition, and so to another three kav, with their own addition, in the end to have two additions over here, the two hechreyos, which is said by the yein kafrisin, whereas the beriz kashina, it could be, there was a din of only having one hechreya, and therefore it says all them all together, of tisho kabin. But says it's asem, it comes out of chidush, that be'emes, this is halacha, that it should be so, of se'in telosah, the kabin telosah, in order to have these two additions, and this will be, have to be halacha Mishum Sinai, to tell us such a halacha, will be different than the Boris Kashina. This maybe you can take out from the Breisa, a chidush from the Shinui of the Loshen. But be'emes, the Loshen of the Rambam, in Klei HaMikdosh, in Pirkei Beis Halacha Hei, when he brings down the Shia of the Samonim of the Ketores, he actually changes the Loshen of the Breisa, and he says that Yein Kafrisin, the Shia, is 21 Kav of Yein Kafrisin. He puts the two Se'in Telosah, the Kav Intelosah together, and he makes a Cheshbon of 21 Kav, to see that the Rambam holds, there's no Diktuk over here, to Dafke keep it into two separate Mishkolois, like the Sfasemes is Chidush, that we have to keep it into two separate Mishkolois to get the two editions of the two Echreis. Says the Breisa further on, Melach Sdoimis Riva HaKav. Male Oshon Kolshu, they have to also put Melach Sdoimis into the Ketores, a Riva HaKav in the Melach, in the Melach Sdoimis into the Ketores. Now we have to be Makdim over here, we have to give a Hakdoma, and say that there's a Gemara in Menochis in the Chof Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the Halacha, which is applies by all the Korbonos which are Koriv onto the Mizbeach. The Halacha is, it says in Pasuk, Al Kol Korboncho Takriv Melach. There's a din that we have to put salt on all the korbonos which go up onto the Beis HaMikdash, onto the Mizbeach. There's a halacha of al kol korboncho takriv melach. Says the Gemara in Menochis, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, there's a machlekes, does this apply to something which is nikrav, which is actually brought onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, not on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. This is a machlekes between the Chachomim and the Bishmol, B'noi Shele B'yichna Mebreiko. The Chachomim say that every single akrov in the Beis HaMikdash, no difference where the akrova is taking place, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, always has to have a bit of akrova of melach. And therefore, even the Ketores, which has a akrova, which is actually brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, also there's a halacha, there has to be Ketores, there has to be a bit of melach on the akrova of the Ketores. This is the shita of the Chachomim, but Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishai b'Yochanan ben Berakhia disagrees, and he says that only on the akrova, on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, there there's a halacha of melach, whereas the Ketores, which is brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's no halacha of melach, it is not included in the pasuk of a kol korboncho takriv melach. Says the Shita Mekubetzes by us in the Sugi and Ois Chof Hei, so too is Mefurish in the Kolboy, in Simen Amet Ches, it's brought in the Kutei Halochis, Chofetz Chaim brings the Imenochis over there in Daf Chof. They explain our Breisa over here, which says, in the Breis of Pitum Aktoires, as is Aloch of Melach Stoimis Riva Akov, says the Shita Mekubetzes and the Kolboy, that this is actually the Shita of the Chachomim. As we explained, there's a Machlekes Chachomim on Ebi Shmuel, if there's a din of Akrovas Melach, if there's a din of salt on the Ketores. The Chachomim are the ones who hold that there's a din of salt on the Ketores also, which is the Breis by us, that there has to be Melach Stoimis in the Ketores, the purpose is one, because of the Aktorah, to be Mekayim, this posuk later on, of Akol Kol Boncho, when they're going to do the Aktorah later, there should be a Kiyum of Akol Kol Boncho, Takriv Melach. There's no other reason why they're putting this Melach over here into the Ketores. It's not because any of the Simonim, the Samamonim, its purpose is not for the Ika Aktorah itself, only for the Aktorah later on, because of the din of the posuk, Al Kol Korboncho Takriv Melach. Maybe it will come out that this price over here is only the shit of the Chachomim, who they hold that the Melach has to come, because even on Ketores is also a din of Melach, and not like Rabbi Shmuel. So too in Aderet Eliyahu from the Vilna Gaon, in Parshas Kisiso, he explains the price that the Melach over here comes, K'moy Al Kol HaKorbonos, this is the din Melach, because of the halacha of Al Kol Korboncho Takriv Melach. Now the Kolboy himself asks on himself, that if this is a pshat in the Breis over here, that the salt over here mentioned in the Breis is because of the din of the Aktorah later on, why does the Breis give us a sheer amount of how much melach, how much salt? It says, melachs doimitz reiva, has to be a quarter of a calf. L'chayra, says the Kolboy, there's no sheer mention in the Gemara Menoches how much melach has to be placed and put onto the korbonos when they be niktar al gabi amizbeach onto the mizbeach. There's no sheer, there's no amount how much ketuvah has to be used. Any minimal amount will also be enough to be mekayim this mitzvah of al kol korbon chotakiv melach. Mamil over here, if we're going to say that the only purpose over here of the melach is only because of this halacha, why over here does the Braisa say a sheer amount of a sheer of reiva akav of the melach? This is the Kolboy, the question he asks on himself. But the Tosfos Yeshanim over here in Devar Maschil Melach Sdoimis brings down for Moshe Kohen a new pshat in the Braisa, and he explains that the purpose over here of the melach is actually a continuation of the Braisa im ein lo yein kafritzin. The Braisa explains that if someone doesn't have the yein kafritzin, which is needed in order to soak the Sipurya and Kadesh Tei Azor, the smell should come out, says the Braisa, he should bring instead chamar chivarion atik. He should bring old white wine, and this is going to be the place in place instead of the yein kafritzin, which is used normally lishris boyet atipurian. Says the Moshe Kohen in the Tosfos Yeshanim, so too the Hemshech, the continuation of the Braisa, that melach stoimis is also not by every ketores. In the case of the ketores where we have the yein kafritzin, you don't have to bring any melach. Only in the case where he doesn't have yein kafritzin and he needs to do something else in order to soak the tzipurian, to bring out the smell, there we have to, besides the chama chivarion atik, we also bring a melach stoimis, and so too a noson who continues on, af kipas hayardin kol shehu, is also going in the case where he doesn't have any yein kafritzin, that he has to also bring this kipas hayardin. All of them is only for this toyeleth, the tachlis matorah, for the shriyas hatzipurian, to soaking the tzipurian in order to bring out the smell. This is how the Tosfos Yeshanim explains the idea and the purpose of the melach stoimis, the soul, over here mentioned by the Ketores. Explains the Tosfos Yeshanim that this is muchach, because otherwise we will have a kasha on the Rabbi Shmuel. As we mentioned, the Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Chachomim, and the Rabbi Shmuel holds in Menoches that there's no din that the Ketores is boy melach, there's no halacha of melach by the Ketores. If so, why is the melach mentioned over here? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, this must be a continuation of the Yein Kafrisin, because we need the melach also to help with the soaking of the Tzipurin. And this is also the reason why we need to have a reiva. This will be a good explanation of why we have a sheer amount. Because over here, the purpose of the melach is not just for the aktorah. This is only b'mokim of the yein kafrisin to help the tzipurian. And the mela, this is the sheer of reiva hakav. So to the Beis Yosef, in Erech Chaim, in Sim Kuf Lamed Gimel, he also says that the idea of the melach over here is for tikkun ha-samemonim, is to be mesakin, to go and be mesakin the samemonim. This is the idea, the purpose of the melach, not for the aktor. Now there's a third mahalach over here in Pshat in the Braise, and this is found in the Ravid in the Torah's Kehanim, in Vayikra on Perek Yudalet Aloche Dalet. The Ravid over there asks the same question on a Bishmol, that according to a Bishmol, all the Akatoires is loy boy melach, doesn't need to have any salt for the Akatora. Why over here do we say in the Braise that the Akatoires needs to have melach? It says melach stem is Reva. How does a Bishmol learn Pshat in this Braise? Another question the Ravid asks is that actually we look in the Torah, in the Samamonim of the Ketores, is mentioned over there in the Pasuk in the Torah, Memuloch Tohor Kodesh. It says in the Torah, in reference to the Ketores, in Parashas Kisiso, that the Ketores is Memuloch. Says the Ravid, what is the translation of the word Memuloch Tohor Kodesh? This means a Lashon of Melach, it is salty. The Ketores has in its salt. This is like the Braisa says, that it's Boy Melach. This is how the Ravid Taiches explains the word of the Torah, Memuloch Torah Kodesh. It's very interesting, because this is Bemes HaMachlekes Rishonim in the translation of the word of Memuloch. The Ramban over there, Ala Torah, he explains that this is Memuloch means that Miloshim Melach of salt. The Ketores is actually salty, like the Braita says. We put Melach over here, Melach Stoimis Reva Akav. But Rashi over there explains the word Memuloch means that it's well mixed. And the Loshon of Memuloch is because of the Loshon, it's borrowed from the term of Melochim in a sphin in a boat. The people who rowed the boat, they're called Melochim. It also from the Loshon, since they're mixing the water with their oars. Therefore, this is the Loshon of Memuloch, because it's well mixed. This is how Rashi explains. Mamila, there's no reference at all, according to Rashi, to the words Memuloch. Does not refer at all to the salt. It's referring to Loshon of mixed well. This is what the Pasuk means, Memuloch Torah Kodesh, the way Rashi explains over there in Pashas Kisiso. It's interesting, the Siach HaSodeh of Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer, in Likutim, in Simen Ches, he says we find different Lashonis, this Machlekes between Ramban and Rashi, which is Ravid holds on Ramban. We find this in different places, the Pirkei Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Perik Yud, says over there that there's 10 things needed in the Kodesh Shel Brocha. 10 halachas. One of the halachas is memuzog. He has to be well mixed. And over there says there's the Pirkei de Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He explains, says the Makor, where's the idea, where do we know that the Kodesh Shel Brocha has to be memuzog? Shenema memuloch Torah Kodesh. This is the pasuk which over there is brought down in reference to the meziga, to the mixing of the Kodesh Shel Brocha, which is mefurish like Rashi, that the memuloch means that it's well mixed. But on the other hand, we find in the Meseches Kaloi Abosi in Peri Gimel over there, it says 10 things the Talmud Chochem has to have, and the Talmud Chochem has to be zoriz or memuloch. A Talmud Chochem has to be quick and also sharp. Memuloch, shelo yehe kikdeiro b'li melach. He shouldn't be like a kedera b'li melach. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, memuloch tohu kodesh. A kodesh, a Talmud Chochem, has to be memuloch. He has to be sharp. He shouldn't be like a kedera without any salt. Memela says of Chaim Kanievsky is mefurish in the Kalei Abasi, like the shit of the Ramban and the Reiva, that they explain that memuloch is actually a reference to the ketoreh, to the melach, to the salt. And this is also a reference to the Torah kodesh of a Talmud Chochem. He has to be salty. He has to be sharp. This is the Gemara. Says pshat in the memuloch, the Meseches Kaloch says pshat in the word memuloch. Al Koponim, getting back to the Ravid, says the Ravid that besides our Braisa, which mentions clearly that the melach is an integral part of the Ketores, so too, as the Ravid explains, the word memuloch in the Torah also means that it has to be salt inside the Ketores. Mamele asks on the shit of Ibishmol over there in Menoches, who says that the Ketores doesn't need any melach for the Aktorah, l'chuya, there's a stira mefureshes from our Braisa and also from the Loshon of the Pasuk. Mamela explains to Ravid that of course our Braisa is no sheiches to the din of the Aktorah. It's not referring at all to the din of melach because of the halacha of Al-Kol Korbon Chotakiv melach. Says Ravid, this is the Ketores, is me'ike ha'Ketores atzma. It's part and parcel of the Ikik Torah, it's one of the Samamonim, even though the Gemara later on gives us a list of the Samamonim, says the Raiva, there's addition needed of Melach in the Torah itself, which helps the smell of the Torah. And this is the din of the Samamonim, that it's needed also Torah, Mi'ika Torah Atzmo. This is part and parcel of the Ikik Torah, and therefore everyone agrees to the Torah, which it says Eloshim Memuloch in the Torah, and the Braise gives the amount of Torah needed for the Ikik Torah. This is how the Raiva explains, and therefore it's not stira to the machlikas over there in Menoches if the Ketores needs to have any salt during the Aktorah, which is later on. This is a machlikas over there, Chachomim and Bishmol, but over here we're referring to the Ketores during the Maisa Pitum, during the Ikka Asiyah, the making of the Ketores. There's a din that it has to have melachin, like it says in the Pasuk and like it says in our Braise. So it comes out we have three pshatim over here in the idea and the purpose of the melach, of the salt mentioned in the Braise. The first pshat is from the Kolboy in the Shittu Mekubetzes, that this is the Shittu of Rabbi Shmuel, and it is referring to the melach of the Aktorah in order to be Mekayim for the Pasuk of Al-Kol Korbon Chotakiv Melach. The second pshat is the Tosfos Rishonim, similar in the Beis Yosef, that the idea of the melach over here is only to be Mesakin, to go and bring out the smell in the Samamonim, and the Tosfos Rishonim explains this in the case where we don't have any Yen Kafritin, but it's not for the Ikka Ketores, and it's also not for the Aktorah, it's in order to help the Samamonim. Then you have a third pshat of the Ravid, who holds that this is integral part of the Ikka, Ketores Alein is always needed, the melach, in order to bring out the smell. This is the din of the Samamonim Ikka, a din of the Ketores Atzmo, this is the Shitta of the Ravid. Now we have to understand, according to the Ravid, who says, as we explained, that there's a din, that we have to put melach, salt, into the Ketores, because of itself it needs to have salt. Then, says the Ravid, there's a machlikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Chachomim and Menoches, if there's a din of the Aktorah of the Ketores, does this need to have a melach later on to be put onto the Ketores? Now we have to understand, if there's already anyway melach in the Ketores, why can we not be Mekayim the din Aktorah later on that needs to have melach? Why can we not use this melach which was already placed in the Ketores for the main asiyah, for the integral part of the Samamonim of the Ketores? Why can we not use this melach itself to be Mekayim, the din of the Aktorah later on? And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, who later on says we do not need any melach, anyway there's melach inside. There's anyway salt inside the Ketores. What is the necessity and what is the machlikas of the Ketores later on if it needs melach? If anyway it has melach inside, why could this not be used to be Mekayim, the Pasuk of Al-Kol Korbon Chotakiv Melach? And the Minchas Chinuch says clearly, Be'emes in Mitzvah Kuf Yudches, in Oitz Dalet, that you cannot say that since it is already placed earlier on, there's a din that we have to place this melach later, during the Aktorah, Miyad Lifnei Aktorah, immediately before the Aktorah. There's no such din, says Minchas Chinuch. L'cho'ira, we should be able to be Mekayim, the Alocha of the Ktoyres, for the Aktorah, already earlier, even if you place it earlier into the Ktoyres. Why can we not use this for two purposes, for the Ktoyres itself, and also for the Kiyum, for Mekayim the Posuk, or Kol Korboncho, Takriv Melach? This is the question which is asked over here on the Ravid's Pshat. Minchas Chinuch points this out in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Ches No Izdalet. Why could we not be Mekayim the din of Akol Korboncho Takriv Melach, if anyway the Ktoyres already has Melach inside him? The Evin Ozel, Rebbe Zalman, in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach in Perikei Aloch Yud Aleph, he suggests a teres to this question, and he says maybe it'll come out as a difference. What would be in a case where we do not have any Melach? There's no Melach Stoimis to be found, which is Mestaba that's not Ma'akiv in the Ktoyres, like we said later on, there's only Yud Aleph Samamonim, the Melach is not one of them, and therefore it's not going to be Ma'akiv. It's only a din lechatchila. What will be in a case where there's no melach? Says Rabbi Zalman that it could be that the whole machlokes we find over there in Menachos, if there's a din during the Aktorah that it needs to have melach, could be that every single time when we have a normal case where we have melach already placed into the Ktoyres, there's no machlokes because it's not known nafkemina. Anyway, we have melach, we have already salt in the Ktoyres. Says Rabbi Zalman, the nafkemina would be in a case where we do not have any melach stoimis, and therefore they didn't put any melach into the Ktoyres. The din of the melach, of the salt, which has to be placed to be mekayim the aloch of akol korboncho takiv melach, the Gemara says over there in Menachos, we can use not just melach stoimis, other melach is also, other salt is also kosher. Melach is strunkis, the Gemara over there says is also kosher to be used for akol korboncho takiv melach. Memela explains this with Mrs. Alman, that this could be a difference in a case where they didn't have any melach, and they didn't put any melach into the Ktoyres, and they only have melach, is strunkness. Do we place this melach now onto the Ktoyres to be Mirkayim, the din of Akol Korbon Chotakim Melach? And on this case, there's a machlekes between Chachomim and Ebi Shmuel. The Chachomim hold that the melach needs to be placed on every korban, even on Mizbeach HaPnimi. Therefore, they will put the different melach, even if they don't have melach stoimis, they will put the melach is strunkness. But according to Ebi Shmuel over there, that he holds that the Krova is only on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, the Ktoyres is actually on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, doesn't need to have any Melach, therefore they won't put any Melach Histriknis. Mamela will come out, says Ebi Shmuel, that all Machlekes will only be Negea, will only apply in a case where there's no Melach Stoimis in the Ktoyres originally, because otherwise they can always be Mekayim, the din of Akol Korbon Chotakim Melach, in a case where we have already the melach inside, even though it's put inside for a different reason. Now in this Ikar Machlokes, the three pshatim over here, why did I have salt in the Ktoyres? There's another nafkemina, which is the din of the Yerushalmi. In Yuma Perik Dalet Alocha Hey, we have the Girsa by us in the Yerushalmi, which says that later on we learn in the Braisa that it says, Imchisa achas mikol samoneho, if there's any one of the samamonim missing, chayev misa. He's actually going to be chayev misa. Now, the Yishalmi says that this din is not just on one of the Samamonim, but so too if someone is going to bring the Ktoyres without any male oshon, or, says the Yishalmi, b'li melach, if he's going to bring Ktoyres without any salt, he's also going to be chayev misa. This is a chiddush of the Yishalmi, that the chiddush of the b'aisa of chisa mikol samoneo is also referring to the din of male oshon, and also to the din of melach, which is mentioned by us in the b'aisa. The Korban Eidah already on the side of the Yishalmi asks, that if we say that the only reason why we bring melach is only for the Haktorah, then why should we say that it's Chayiv Misa? This is not a din in the Ktoyres, it's a din on every Korban, that you have to bring melach. It would be a very big chiddush, says the Korban Eidah, to say that over here, even though the only reason why we're bringing the melach, the salt, is only for the Haktorah, like the Shittah of Chachomim, like we explained from the Kolboy and the Shittah of Mekubetzes, even so, the Yishalmi's Mavur says this halacha that Chayiv Misa is a chiddush. Why should be Chayiv Misa if the only reason why we're bringing the melach is only for the tachlis of the Haktorah, because of the din of Akol Korbon Chotakiv Melach? And the Biskayov in the Chidusha Agrizim in Nochris, it's Samach Dalad on Yudbeis, he adds on even more. And he says, if you look in the Rambam in Yisurim Mizbeach in Hei Yudbeis, says the Rambam that all the Korbonos, if you're Makiv them without any Melach, is not Ma'akiv. The Rambam says it's only a Din Lechatchila, only Bamelicha, of the Koimets of the Mincha, the Rambam says is Ma'akiv. But any of the Korbonos, it's only a Din Lechatchila, you have to be Mekayim, al Kol Korbon Chotakiv Melach. If one didn't do so, it's not Psul in the Korban. Memela says Rabbi Iskariov, it's very schwer to say that the Yishalmi holds that it's going to be a chiyuv misa if he didn't put the melach over here in the Ketores. If the only reason why he's placing the melach originally is only for the din haKetores, which is not ma'akev at all, why should we say he's going to be chayev misa? So Lechoyer says Rabbi Iskariov, from the Yishalmi it would seem, like the Ravid says, that the reason why we're bringing the melach over here is for the Iker Ketores Atzma needs to have melach, and it's a chidush that not just the Samamonim are ma'akev, but so too the melach, the salt over here, is an integral part of the Ketores and the Yishalmi holds that if you don't bring any melach, it's chisa achas, mikol samoneo, is also including the melach also on the male oshon, and these two things are also going to be chayiv misa. Says Rabbi Iskariov, this only works with the shita of the Ravid, that this is a din because of the Ketores itself. The Maisa, the Ika Aloch of the Yishalmi is not simple, even though, as we said, the Yishalmi says this Girsa in front of us. By us in the Yishalmi, we have this Loshen, that if he's missing the salt, then he's actually Chayiv Misa. But the Beis Yosef already says Misvara, that if he's Chisa Melach, since the whole purpose of the Melach, the Beis Yosef learns that Ketores Yishonim, is only to be Mesakin, the Samamonim, to go and help them smell better, says the Beis Yosef, then there's no Aloch of Chisa Achas, you're going to be chayiv misa if he's missing the melach. And it doesn't bring from the Yishalmi, but the Be'er Sheva already says that l'churya, there's a tol seif in Yishalmi, so too in the Mishnah Lemelech, in Klei HaMikdosh, in Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, they point out that the Tosfos Yishonim in Yuma Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, when he brings down this Yishalmi, he only brings down this halacha in reference to the din of the Malei Oshon. On this din, the Yishalmi says that Malei Oshon is going to be chayiv misa. But the Yishalmi, you have to take out those words that if he's missing the melach, the salt, he's going to be chayiv misa, because as we explained, it's a big chidush, and even according to the Ravid, this is a big chidush to say that he's going to be chayiv misa on the melach if he's missing, just like the other samamonim. So this is a summary of the dinim of the salt in the Ketores, the three ways of learning, either because of the Aktorah, or for the tikkun of the samamonim, or like the Ravid learns that this is a din mitzad the Ketores itself. And we said a few nafkaminis, and one of them could be in a case where he's missing the salt, if it's possible to say that he's going to be chayiv misa, like the loshon of the Yishalmi by us. Now this din of the Braisa as we mentioned, finishes off and says, Im chisa achas, mikol samamoneo chayiv misa. A chiddush of the Braisa, that if he's missing any one of the samamonim, he's going to be chayiv misa. Rashi over here explains, that where does this come from? Where do we know that he's going to be chayiv misa if he's missing one of the samamonim? Says Rashi, we're not discussing the Ketores of the whole year. Over here we're referring to the Ketores of Yom Kippur. The Ketores of Yom Kippur, as we know, is brought lifnai velifneim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The halacha is, says Rashi, if someone enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim without any hakrova of Ketores, he's chayev misa because he has a lav. The beginning of the parasha of Achrei Mois, the pasuk says, ve'al yovoi b'chol eis el HaKodesh, he's not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim anytime only on Yom Kippur with the Ketores. If he does a biori konis, he comes in empty-handed, he's going to be chayiv, even if he enters on Yom Kippur, he's going to be chayiv misa. Memele explains Rashi, that this din of the Mishnah, of the Braisa over here, that is chayiv, is only referring to the Ketores of Yom Kippur, which is brought lifnai velifnim, and therefore if he's missing one of the samamonim, this renders the samamonim of the Ketores, it makes the Ketores possible, and therefore it's actually as if he's entering the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, empty-handed, is a B.R.A. Konis, therefore he's going to be Chayev Misa. Mamila comes out Chidush, the way Rashi explains over here, the Braisa, that the reason why it's Chayev Misa is not because of the din of the Ketores. It's for a different reason, because he's entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim empty-handed, because the Ketores is possible, because of missing one of the Samamonim. This is how Rashi explains, and even though he normally during the year also he's entering the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Heichol, the inner places of the Beis HaMikdosh, but the Gemara explains in Menachis in Chav Zayin Amud Beis that there's no Chiyuv of Bior Yekonis into the Heichol, only into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into the main Kodesh HaKadoshim where the Orin is, there is Chayev Misa if he comes in empty handed, and therefore only the din of the Breis is only referring to the Ketores of Yom Kippur, which he goes in Lifnai Velifnim. Now, the Shittim HaKubetzes over here in Oitz Chav Zayim in the Nashmotus, he asks, first of all, the Pashtus of the Braisa is not referring to the Ketores of Yom Kippur. Over here, we're discussing all the Ketores, which would be Mashma in the Braisa, that he's Chayiv Misa, if he's missing one of the Samamonim, he's going to be Chayiv Misa anytime in the Ketores, even the Ketores of a whole year, not just the Ketores of Yom Kippur. This is the question the Shittim asks from the Pashtus of the Braisa. But another question he asks, it's from a Mefusha Gemara in Yuma, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, which Mevurin, that Gemara Mefurish, not like Rashi, because over there the Gemara is discussing the case of a Ketuyas of Yom Kippur, and it says also that if he's missing one of the Samamonim, he's Chayiv Misa. And over there the Gemara asks that why do we need to have a new Chiddush that he's Chayiv Misa because he's missing one of the Samamonim of the Ketuyas? Anyway, he's going to be Chayiv Misa because of the din of Al Yovoi B'chol Eitz Al HaKodesh. He has a Bior Yekonis, he's coming in empty-handed. And the Gemara over there gives different reasons why we cannot be Chayiv Misa on the Issa of Bior Yekonis, because he was a Shogeg, or because he came in with two Ketuyas, one of them was good and one of them was possible, therefore he's not Chayiv because of Bior Yekonis. And other two Yotzim mentioned over there in the Gemara why there's no Chayiv Misa of Bior Yekonis, and he's Chayiv Misa because of this Ketuyas of this din of Mechisa Achas, Mikol Samonel, Chayiv Misa. It's Mefurish in the Gemara, not like Rashi, that this Chayiv Misa over here is a new Chayiv, and it's a new reason why he's Chayiv, because this alone, that he's missing one of the Samamonim of the Ketuyas. This is a question, a very strong question, the Shita asks. L'chayu Rashi is negative Gemara. The Mishnah Lemelech discusses this by Riches in Klei HaMikdosh, in Perik Beis Halacha Gimel, and he says we have to say that Rashi is going to learn like the other Tirutzim of the Gemara over there in Yuma, and learn that according to the other Tirutzim, then the reason the Gemara is Gufa saying that the reason why is Chayiv Misa is only because of this din of Bior Yekonis, which how Rashi by us explains the Gemara. But as we said, Kipshutoi, the Pashtus of the Gemara is like the Shittim Mekubetzes, that the reason why he's Chayiv Misa is a din in any time when he's missing one of the Samamonim, even on one of the Samamonim of during the year, is also going to be Chayiv Misa. And a new Chiddush over here, that is a Chiyuv Misa, if he's going to bring Ketuyas Posel onto the Mizbeach, this is a din of our Braisa, and even the Ketuyas of the whole year. This din, Lemaitse, is brought down in the Beis Yosef La'alocha. It's in the Ge'ah, even Bizman Hazeh. The Beis Yosef says in the Rechaim, in Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, from the Meriya Buav, he says that when we say the Pitum HaKtoyes, we say the Ketuyas every day, then one has to be makpid to say these Yud Aleph Samamonim Mitoy HaKsav. He should say it from the inside, from reading from a Siddur, in order that he shouldn't by mistake miss out one of the Samamonim. This is how the Beis Yosef brings down from the Meriah Buav, and the Meriah Buav says that this person should be very makpid to say, to make sure that he says all the Samamonim, and he's not missing out any, because it says Mefurish in the Braise, that im chisa achas mikol samamoneo, he's chayiv misa, and therefore since he's chayiv misa, nowadays it's on Shalmo poems for Seinu, we are actually being makiv the Ketuyas with our words of our mouth when we're saying the Pitum HaKtoyes. Therefore, he should be makpid, make sure he shouldn't miss out any of the Samamonim because of this din of the Be'aitza in Chisa Achas, Mikol Samalneo Chayev Misa. The Beis Yosef over there already points out that according to Rashi, this is referring actually to the Ketuyas of Yom Kippur. Memela, there's no reference over here in the Braisa to the Ketuyas of the whole year, which as we said, the Pashtus of the Gemara Yuma is not like Rashi, and this is the din of the Meriah Buav, that even during the year also, we should be makpid not to miss out any of the Ketuyas, even when he's saying it, and even when he's not being makpid it. But the Beis Yosef also points out, that according to Rashi, besides it's only referring to Yom Kippur, according to Rashi, the reason why he's Chayev is not for the actual Aktorah, he's Chayev because he's entering the Beis HaMikdosh Bior Yekonis, which doesn't apply nowadays when we're just saying the words of the Ketuyas, which is Keilu Yemakriv the Ketuyas. This won't apply the Chiyuv Misa of Rashi. This is what the Beis Yosef Tainas on the Meriah Buav. But as we said, the Pashtus of the Braisa is like the Shittim Mekubetzes. So you're going to be Chayiv because the actual Aktorah is taking place when it's missing in the Ketuyas. We have to know the Makur. Where does it say Chayiv Misa in the Torah? But this is a Chiddush of the Braisa by us. And therefore the Meriah Buav says that one should be careful. Even nowadays, you should be careful to say only Mitoy HaKsav in order that you shouldn't miss out anything, otherwise Chas V'Sholom will be included in someone who's Chisser, Mikol Samal Neo, he's going to be Chayev Misa. Moving now further on into the Gemara in Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara at the top of the Amud brings down a Breiser, Tomei Rabbonon, Moisar HaKtoyes Achas L'Shishim Oy L'Shivim Shono, Hoyu Mefat Min Oysol L'Chatzoyin, L'Fikoch Ve'Efur Yochid Shepitim L'Chatzoyin Mitzchayev, There's no time when they ever made less than half. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, early on Amud Aleph, the Shia normally at the beginning of the year, they prepared for the whole year, including the one, the Ketuyas of Yom Kippur, which is extra 3 moneh. Therefore, altogether, we have 368 moneh. and therefore he's going to be chayiv yochid shapitim lachatzoin every 60 or 70 years. He's only make lachatzoin. So even if he's mefatim, if he makes the amount of 184 money, which is half of the shin samaches, he's going to be chayiv according to Shimon ben Gamliel. The Chachomim disagree, and they say b'chol yoim mesakim b'maskunto. Every single day mesakim b'maskunto, they should make the amount of k'toyes that they needed for that day in the matkines, in the same amount, in the ratio, in the proportions of the k'toyes which were needed in Yudav Samemonim, v'hoyom machnis, and therefore, this is the din of Rover, that even though Shemen Amishcho, yupitmo lechatzoin is potter, but the k'toyes, shepitmo lechatzoin is chayiv, because it says, kol shetase, and efshed avdo, pras b'shachis, pras bin arbayim. Now, in the shita of the Chachomim over here, that they say the loshen b'chol yoim mesakim b'maskunto, there seems to be a machlokes over here between Rashi and Abinu Gershim. Because in Rashi it seems that this din is all lechatchila. The Braita tells us in Amud Aleph that originally at the beginning of the year they used to prepare for the whole year. This is the Mount Shin Samaches Mone, 368 Mone. They used to prepare for the whole year. And this is a din which everyone agrees to, Bein Chachomim and Bein Shimon Gamliel. Rashi is just telling us over here, the din of the Chachomim, that it is possible for them, if a person wants to, he can also be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Keteres, and be Mesakin, and only prepare the amount for one day. This is also a Maisa Kiyom of Pitum HaKeteres, and therefore the Yochid is also going to be Chayiv. So this is a Loshon Rashi's Mashma, but there's no din lechatchila that he should be doing so, and preparing fresh on every single day. Whereas in Abinu Gershom of Yehu Bimashma, that he holds that the din of Lechatchil, the din of Mesakim B'maskunto, is literally that the Chachomim disagree with the Braisa early on Amud Aleph, and they actually hold that every single day they used to prepare fresh Samamonim in the amount of how much they needed for every day, and therefore it comes out that the Braisa on Amud Aleph is actually the shit of Shimon ben Gamliel. We find it's Mefurish in the Kolboy in the beginning of Siman Lamed Ches. He explains that the shita of Shimon ben Gamliel is the Braisa on Amud Aleph, but according to the Chachomim, every single day they used to prepare fresh k'toyes, like the Loshon of the Braisa, b'chol yoyim mesakein b'maskunto. It's not just a din b'di'eved, it's a din even lechatchila. Now the Gemara says, according to the Chachomim, that they hold that y'chol yoyim mesakein b'maskunto, the yochid shepitim lechatzoin is chayev, he's going to be chayev even on pras b'shachis or pras bin arbayim. Now the machlekes Rishonim over here, also between Rashi and Abinu Gershom, what exactly do the Chachomim mean when they say that you're going to be chayev? On what amount are you going to be chayev according to the Chachomim? Rashi explains that since the Shiur HaKtorah, the amount of k'toyes that's being brought every day is a moneh, half of it in the morning and half of it bin arbayim, therefore you're going to be chayiv if you make the money. This is the amount, the whole money which you make in every single day. This is the amount he's going to be chayiv if he's mefatim for his own purpose. This is the din of mefatim es akteres, even if he makes one money in the maskoines, in the ratio and the proportion of the amount, the right sum of money, he's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Gershom says earlier in Daf Yomad Aleph that according to the Chachomim, he's going to be chayiv already on a press, like the Loshon of the Gemara of Efshe, the Ovdo, Pras B'Shachis, or Pras Bin Arbaim, it could be Makriv, half in the morning and half in the night, and the Loshon of the Gemara is the Ovdo, Pras B'Shachis. He can actually prepare Lechatchila only half a money, and this will be enough for the morning Zaktora, therefore he's going to be Chayiv, even if he's going to be Mefatim, half a money is also going to be Chayiv, according to the Shita of Chachomim. This is the din of Abin Geshem, earlier in Heir Amid Aleph. The Mishnah Melech in Klei HaMikdosh in Perek Beis Halacha Ches Bemes asks very strongly on Rashi that we have to understand over here the Svara of Rashi. Because the Gemara says clearly over here the Aktorah takes place twice a day, one in the morning and one at night, and each time the Aktorah is only a half a moneh. And it's Mashman in Gemara, you can actually prepare for each half alone at a time. So why should we say that the Yochid, Shepitim Lachatzoin, will mean only in a case where he does a whole moneh, a full moneh, which is a Shia of Aktorah for the whole day? Why is it not enough for him to do the amount of each Shia Ktoyes, which is Mashman in Gemara, it could be prepared also separately in the morning and in afternoon? This alone should be enough L'Choyah to be Mechayev him from a Fatimah's Aktoyes, like Abinu Gershom says clearly earlier in here on Med Aleph. The Biskayov is very Mayich in his Sefer in Klei HaMikdosh, and he explains that we find the Machlokes between the Shimon and the Rabbonon in Menochis Memtes Amud Aleph. Over there the Gemara is discussing a case where the Kohanim were, for whatever reason, they weren't Makriv, they were not Makriv, the Ketores in the morning, and they left everything for the afternoon. There's a Machlokes, Chachomim and Shimon, what do we do now when it comes Beinu Arbaim to the Keturias of Beinu Arbaim? The Chachamim said that the din is that now we're makiv Beinu Arbaim, the same what we do always, we take half a money and we're makiv a press. This is a shiur of every Keturah of Beinu Arbaim, and so too today, even though they were not makiv in the morning, they only makiv a press Beinu Arbaim. Reb Shimon disagrees, and Reb Shimon says that since they were not makiv in the morning the press, therefore you makiv kula, the whole money Beinu Arbaim. Says a Biskoyov, it would seem for Reb Shimon that the reason why they're doing so, why they makiv the whole money Beinu Arbaim, is because actually the shear of the korban of Keturias is said that the shear is a money. The reason why we do the Akhtorah twice is because the halacha is that this korban has a akrova in the morning and has a akrova of Beinu Arbaim. But every single day, there's only one akrova of a korban Keturias. There's two akrovas taking place in the same korban. There's one korban of Keturias, which is the amount of a money, and the din is that you makti half of it in the morning, half of it at night. This is very similar to the chavite kohen gadol, which is a mincha, a korban mincha, which the kohen gadol brings every single day from a sowing of soiles. This is the amount the kohen gadol has to bring every single day. The halacha is, the pasuk tells us that he does this shear of mincha twice. He does machatziso baboiker. He brings half of this isorin in the morning, umachatziso ba'erev, and he, at second half, he brings in the afternoon. It's mavura very clearly in the Gemara Menachos that the korban of chavite kohen gadol, the shear of the korban, the amount, is one korban, is a korban of isorin of soiles. Machatziso, half of it has to be brought in the morning, and half of it in the afternoon, but it's one korban, and the shear is a shear isorin. So too, says Biskoyov, it seems in Shittah of Reb Shimon, that this is also about the Keturias. The Keturias also is one korban of a shear of a moneh, and the akrova actually is taking place twice, half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. And the Biskoyov's medayek like this in the Tosefta Menachos in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, that it seems to be a dimyon, that the equivalent, the same din, applies both by the korban of the chavite kohen gadol, and so too by the korban of the Keturias. They both have the same idea, that it's one korban split into two aktores. Mamela, according to this, this is the reason why Rashi could hold that he's only going to be chayev in the case of the money, because this is a sheer korban. The person has to prepare the right amount of Keturias, of the korban of Keturias, which the korban is only one, and therefore this is the whole shear of money is one korban. Therefore, this is the reason why Shimon holds you have to bring the whole thing in the afternoon. Mamela, this is the reason why the Yochid, according to Rashi, Shepitim Lachatzoin, means in a case where he does a pitum of a whole money, which is the shear korban of the Keturias. The Biskoyov over there is Marich in the Shita of the Rambam, and he points out that it would seem that the Rambam holds that the shear or pras b'shachris and pras b'no abayim is only in the shia to the mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah of keturias, but it's bichlal not a shia in the din of the korban of the keturias. By mincha, let's say, we found there's a shia of isorin, which is the amount of how much of a mincha, this is isorin mincha, isorin soiles, is a shia in the ikka korban of a mincha. It would seem, says the Biskoyov in the Rambam, that the shia of a money and of a press, baboike and a press, bin arbaim, these all shiurim in the mitzvah, how much keturias he has to be makriv in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of akrovas keturias. And on this is said, the machlokes between Epshimon and the Rabbonon, in the case where they didn't do the aktorah in the morning, do they have to do the aktorah in the afternoon of the whole money? Because Epshimon holds that there has to be a mitzvah of aktorah as k'toyes b'chol yoyim, and every single day there has to be a certain amount of k'toyes, which is the shia of the money, and therefore if you didn't do it in the morning, you could be mashlim, you end in the afternoon, and you had to do the whole akrovah to be mekayim this mitzvah of akrovah, of a shia, of a k'toyes, of a money. But it's actually not a shia in the ikka korban of the k'toyes. And therefore, says the Biskoyov, it will seem in the Rambam that when we're discussing a Yochid, Shepitim, the person to be over the Aveira of Mefatim Lechatzoin is going to be Chayev even in less than a press. On any Mashu, on any part, as long as he does it by Maskoines with the right Samamonim, he's going to be Chayev, because any Chelek of Keturias already has enough of a Keturias Korban of Keturias. There's no Shia in the Korban of Keturias. It's not like the Mincha, which has a Shia of Isorin, and less than Isorin is not a Korban. By the Keturias is not so. The Keturias doesn't have a shia in the Iker Din Korban of the Keturias, and all the shiurim which we find are all to be mekayim the mitzvah of Akrovas HaKeturias, and this is what the Gemara of Yer says. says that the din of mona and the din of chatzipras is only for the mitzvah, and therefore there's no actual shear in the korban is going to be chayiv, according to the Rambam, even less than the chatzipras, even less than the pras, because any single mashu has a din of a korban of a k'tiras, there's no shear given for the korban. This is how the Biskerov is Mayrich over there on the Rambam, in Chedushim Moriz Alevi, on Hilchas Klea Mikdosh, over here by the sugya of k'tiras.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.